When the explorers Lewis and Clark first encountered the Nez Perce tribe, they admired their large herds of fine horses. The tribe's mastery of horsemanship once made it the most powerful tribe in the Northwest. Now, more than 100 years after the U.S. Army stripped the Nez Perce of their spotted Appaloosas, the tribe is finding new success in breeding and showing those horses. Tom Bonsi reports from Lapway in northern Idaho.
New foals arrived daily at this pasture in a vibrant green valley of northern Idaho's Nez Perce Reservation.
Hey, girl. Come here, girl. Come here. Come here. See your baby.
This newborn hides behind its mother as the supervisor of the tribe's horse programs, Jack Bell, comes for a look.
How's your baby? How's she?
About a dozen mares and 10 gangly foals gather around bales of fresh hay. Many of the babies wear classic Appaloosa colors, a white blaze on the forehead, a beige or chestnut brown coat, and distinctive spotted rump. At the nearby stable, horseman Ted George brings in feed to the stallions.
We got a lot of people come around from all over the world, just look at the horses.
George pauses from his chores as a rain squall sweeps down the valley. He brushes some hay and sawdust off his sleeves and describes the spiritual connection he says tribal members feel for this breed.
They took us through the war, 1877 there, and outran the cavalry, different skirmishes of the United States cavalry, going about 1,700 miles.
That epic chase began when five bands of Nez Perce refused to move to a shrunken reservation. 4 months later, the Army finally trapped leader Chief Joseph and his mounted warriors. They were just a day's ride from safety in Canada. The Army stripped the tribe of its prized horses, slaughtered many of the animals, and dispersed the rest to soldiers and settlers. The Indians were never to have war ponies again. Today, 34-year-old tribal member Aaron Miles desires to restore a legacy lost in war.
When you lose all the rights to that horse that you've bred since when we first acquired the horse in the early 1700s, and now to come up with a new horse as the horses that we once had, it's really exciting to have.
A sympathetic breeder from New Mexico donated 13 Appaloosas to get the ball rolling in 1991. Those went to a nonprofit foundation on the reservation. The tribal government confronted an interesting problem when it got involved in the mid-90s. Jack Bell explains that control of the Appaloosa lineage is in non-Indian hands, the bloodlines managed by a club based in Moscow, Idaho.
Which is all great and fine, that they've been able to keep the breed alive. But in essence, the Appaloosa breed, even though developed by the Nez Perce originally, it's not a Nez Perce horse now.
So tribal horsemen set about to create a new breed with the historic characteristics they wanted, excellent endurance and spotted coats. They did selective breeding, crossing Appaloosa with a rare Central Asian warhorse, the Akolteki, to create their new breed, the Nez Perce horse.
This is Hallelujah. This is a 4-year-old Nez Perce stallion.
Bell pats the shiny steed on the neck.
He's a really good example of what the Nez Perce horse is. He's tall, they're lean. The Akolteki breed is known for their ability, their endurance.
The tribe has registered nearly 100 horses of the new type. Individual breeders and the tribal government have colts, mares, and stallions for sale, principally as a riding horse. A prime specimen runs from $4,000 to $5,000. Aaron Miles thinks of his 4 children while visiting the stable. He hopes horse activities can occupy tribal youth who might otherwise be tempted by mischief, drugs, or alcohol.
We want to have kids being able to eventually enjoy the horse in a way that's culturally sound, and restore that hard work ethic that was lost, with the horse culture.
The tribal government hopes a profitable breeding business can eventually subsidize youth programs that restore the proud, masterful horse culture. At the moment, though, the horse business is the one needing the subsidy, which it gets from other tribal ventures like a casino and property leases. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi.